Among those who will be inside the Washington University Athletic Center Fieldhouse for tonight's debate is Brian Barnes. He's a 27-year-old MBA student at the university. He was one of nearly 6,000 students who entered a lottery to get one of the 100 or so tickets reserved for students. Mr. Barnes, I take it you had a pretty good number.
Yes, I was in the top 30 chosen.
So you're definitely going to be there tonight.
I am definitely in. I've already received my ticket.
Is it the kind of thing when these tickets are in such demand that the people are jealous of your getting to go in?
A little bit, but more than anything, my class is really excited for me to have somebody there representing the business school.
I wonder if there's any sort of scalping or bartering going on. These are pretty high-value tickets at this point. I imagine they could be traded for as a commodity.
There's been some jokes about it, but an email was sent out to the entire school strictly prohibiting trading, etc.
Is that right?
Yes.
They actually made it official that you couldn't do that.
That's correct.
Have you heard?
Keep kids from trying to get a little more money to pay for school, I guess.
Yeah. Well, have you heard of anybody who may have done it anyway?
Not that I know of.
Now, I understand you are a registered Democrat. You're from Oklahoma originally. Do you know how you're planning to vote this time around?
Right now, I'm leaning one direction, but I am undecided at this moment.
And the way you're leaning is?
I'm leaning towards Kerry.
Uh-huh.
But there are several things I need to hear from him before he's secured my vote.
And what kinds of things would those be?
First and foremost, I need to hear concrete details about his plan. In all of his speeches thus far, he has come out and said, I have a plan, in my plan, such and such. But he really hasn't come out with hard details on it. He even printed up a book, published it with John Edwards, Our Plan for America, I believe was the title. They had a free copy of it on their website. You could download it, read through it. It was pretty much just quotes of previous speeches. It really didn't come out and tell what their plan was, just that they do, in fact, have a plan. And I'm looking for a few more intimate details, if you will.
Specific things? Are you talking about the war in Iraq, things here at home, or everything?
Everything in general. Now, the main concern I have with both candidates that I would really like to ask them about this evening is about the Supreme Court.
Now, we should make it clear, you're not one of those who've been pre-selected to ask a question, but if you could, that's what's on your mind.
That is correct. I have not been pre-selected, but if I could, I would ask, with the Supreme Court, it's currently balanced, and between 2 and 4 of the justices will be retiring during the next presidential term, and that's one of the biggest turnovers the Supreme Court's ever had. My question to both Senator Kerry and President Bush is, do you believe in maintaining a balanced Supreme Court, not necessarily Democrat or Republican, but rather conservative and liberal? And if not, why? And what methodology do you plan on using to determine the possible candidates?
Well, there's a chance that that could still come up tonight.
I'm hoping it will. It's barely been touched on a few places. I believe it was touched on one of your shows there at NPR earlier this week, as well as a few things in the Washington Post and Wall Street Journal, but it's pretty much taken a back burner, and I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it, and I feel it's a very important issue that needs to be addressed.
Do you think that being in the hall tonight watching this debate might steer you any closer toward making up your mind?
I believe it will. Each debate kind of helps me firm up my ideas more and more. I know there's quite a lot been said about people who are undecided at this juncture in time, but as I said, I'm really looking for a few more concrete details before I guarantee my vote to either one of the candidates.
Well, Brian Barnes, hope it goes well for you tonight, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Melissa. You have a great day.
Brian Barnes is an MBA student at Washington University in St. Louis and will be in the audience for tonight's presidential debate.